Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masech de Sav, is Perikei Mishnah Bez, Asara Dairis mi Adam vi Ad Nayach. The Torah lists 10 Dairis from Adam Arishain until Nayach. Lohaydiya, to let us know. Kama Erech Apayim Lufanav. Rabban Shem does not anger quickly. How long HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits before he punishes. Shekol HaDairis, for all those generations, Hoya Machisin. They made Hashem angry. Kas means anger. Machisin means to make angry. Hoya Machisin Yibayin, they were making Hashem angry more and more. It wasn't getting better. It was getting worse and worse. Until there was no choice anymore. At Shehevi Aleim Esmei HaMabel. Till Hashem brought the waters of the flood. But Hashem could have destroyed the world a lot earlier. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu waited and waited, giving them a chance to do tshuva. So if you're wondering, how can we see the Shoim aren't punished? The answer is, Kadosh Baruch Hu has time. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not in a rush. All the time belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hoping they're going to do tshuva. Vayter says the Mishnah Saradaitis Min Nayach V'Ad Avraham. The Torah lists 10 generations from Nayach to Avraham. Again, Lohidia Kame Erech HaPayim Lefanav, to tell us how patient Hashem is. Shekol HaDaitis Hayam Echis Nivon, for those generations as well, angered Hashem more and more. At Sheba Avraham, until Avraham came, V'Kibel Schar Kulam, and took the reward for all of them, although these Dairis also did terrible things. But Hashem didn't destroy the world in their times. Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for Avraham Avinu to come, and on his chus, everyone was saved. You see, Avraham Avinu explains about Tanur did enough good deeds that neutralized, that was keneged, all of the wicked things that the Rishayim did. And that's why everyone was saved in his chus. And just like he took upon himself the oil mitzvahs that all these generations didn't do, in Olam Haba, Avraham Avinu gets the schar for all the mitzvahs that these generations didn't do. The Bat Tanur explains every person has two chalakim, a chalak in Gan Eden and a chalak in Gehenim. If you're Zaycha, you can get your chalak and the chalak of your friend in Gan Eden. So a lot of times someone says, oh, why I didn't learn? Why I didn't daven? Why I wasn't nice to a certain boy? Why I wasn't makarv, let's say, a new boy that came to class? Because nobody was. That's the most foolish thing in the world I ever heard. If nobody was, and you can, you get the schar for everybody. Of course, your first mitzvah is to try to convince your friends to be nice to him. But if you can't do that, that's not a reason not to do it. Because no one's doing it, just the opposite. Imagine if Avraham Avinu would have said that. No one's doing it, and you do it, so you get the schar for everyone. You're the one that's v'kibbal olav, schar kulam.